I've enjoyed John Stossel's work on ABC for a number of years now because I like anybody who can actually get on TV and apply critical thinking to stories. And that is one of the things that he has done for years and will do again tomorrow night in an ABC News special called Myths, Lies, and Nasty Behavior. John, welcome back to the Paul Harris Show.
Thank you, Paul.
It's a pleasure having you on here. How tough is that, by the way, to get critical thinking past network newsrooms?
Well, it's not so tough to get it past them anymore. They look at me askance, but they say I deserve a place at the table. I just wish there were more critical thinking in newsrooms all over.
I agree 100%. All right, let's talk about some of these myths. Actually, instead of one of the myths, let's talk about one of the people you go after in this special, CNN's Lou Dobbs. You got a big problem with him, don't you?
Yeah. He goes on night every night and misleads people about outsourcing. And he says, it's killing America, it's un-American, it's destroying the middle class. And the opposite is true. It's the freedom to do things like outsource that have allowed jobs to grow. And yes, we've lost 300 million jobs in the past 10 years, but we've gained 320 million, 20 million more jobs because of the dynamism that things like outsourcing produces. You save money by sending the job to India, and that's hardly un-American, giving a poor person in India a shot. But the efficiencies allow the company to expand, and the companies that outsource most, according to a Dartmouth study, employ more people, grow faster. So they're good guys outsourcing.
And are the jobs that are in that net gain that you're talking about, are they jobs that are as good as or better than the ones we lost?
That's another myth. They're all McJobs. They're all lower-paying jobs. But if that were true, the average wage rate would be declining. But it hasn't been declining. It's been increasing.
Hmm.
So it's clearly horrible for the person who gets laid off and loses their job. And many of those people may end up in a job that pays less. But on average, more Americans are getting service jobs, which pay as well or more, and tend to be nicer than the job in the factory that was hot and hard.
You know what I think is really at the root of this, John? The fact that when you call to get help with your computer, the person on the other end isn't as fluent in English as you want them to be.
Well, that's actually what my boss said. You got to put something in the story about these people are in India. You want to talk to an American. But then we talked to a lot of people, and they said, no, I like talking to those Indians. They're much more efficient than the Americans.
Ouch.
Although I understand that Dell Computers did move some of their customer service jobs back to the United States. I think it was only temporary until they can get the people in India to speak English a little bit better. I think Bangalore, India, probably the number one job is training people to do customer service for Americans at this point.
It could be. But Dobbs is very funny in the interview. I say to him, but it's good that there's all this trade and that they're making the clothes overseas because it makes the clothes cheaper for Americans. And he says, are you kidding me? Have you priced clothing lately? Clothing is not cheaper. And we have this wonderful graph showing how it is much cheaper since outsourcing began, as are toys and computers. And he's just out to lunch.
So Lou is going on anecdotal evidence. You're going on actual evidence.
Well, that's a good way to put it.
Carol Daniel has a question for you.
John, I want to be a fly on the wall when you got this idea in the first place. Were you watching Lou Dobbs and you thought, well, that can't be right?
I was watching the hysteria during the last presidential campaign where both Republicans and Democrats were shrieking about the horrors of outsourcing and how we have to keep the jobs in America. One Bush economist dared say, no, this kind of openness is good and it creates jobs. And Dennis Hastert demanded he be fired, and they shut him up. And I thought someone should tell what all the economists say about this. So it wasn't just Dobbs, but he was a good – you have to confront someone, and Dennis Hastert wouldn't sit for an interview, but Dobbs did.
You know what? Give Dobbs credit for at least sitting down for the interview. And speaking of politicians, I know tomorrow night you're also going to go after those who do things like the Bridge to Nowhere in Alaska, just a classic example of pork barrel waste in this country. Another thing that you've also highlighted in the past. What did you uncover on that?
That they're just disgusting. It's like they have no shame. We went to Ketchikan, Alaska, where this bridge is going to be. The bridge is huge, about the size of the Golden Gate. It's going to be higher than the Brooklyn Bridge. And it goes to an island with 50 people on it. Now, it does have a little airport, but right now there's a beautiful ferry, a 7-minute ferry ride that goes to the airport. And we interviewed people, and they say, well, I like the ferry ride. People here like this. And,
uh-huh.
You know, we don't need this, but hey, if you're going to squander taxpayer money, we just as soon get it.
How much taxpayer money?
$1 billion.
$1 billion. To put bridges in, because nobody would want to take a 7-minute ferry ride. By the way, how long would the drive be?
I don't know, but less than 7 minutes, and it'd be more convenient, of course. You wouldn't have to get out of your car. The other deceit the politicians use on these projects is they say, this will create jobs. And it's true, it'll create jobs for the construction workers, and maybe some village will be built on the uninhabited island because there's a bridge, and that'll create jobs. But what they don't point out is that the $1 billion taken from other people means that someone in St. Louis has a few bucks less to spend on the bowling alley or at the shoe store or the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And so that takes away jobs from St. Louis and shoves them to Alaska. Now, why that's good federal policy, I don't know.
Are there politicians, and I think in this case we're talking about Senator Ted Stevens of Alaska, who was the one who pushed this through, and didn't he get up on the floor of the Senate and say, if you're not going to give me this bridge, I'm going to leave the Senate, or something like that?
Had a little tantrum. You're going to have to carry me out. Boy, I'd volunteer. Let's carry the guy out. What a pig.
That's exactly what I thought when I heard that story. Okay, get out. What do we care? We'll save money on this thing in the long run. All right,
the senators have this rule, you know, don't mess with somebody else's loot. So once he said that, they backed down and they reprimanded Senator Coburn, who proposed cutting it.
And I guess the reason they don't want to go after each other too much is because if you go after somebody else's pork, then they'll come after yours.
Right.
And then, you know, what are you doing as a politician in Washington? All right, we talked about myths and lies. What's the nasty behavior?
Well, some of that taxing behavior is nasty. Some of it we cover is noise pollution. People who litter on public grounds, we have hidden cameras catching them throwing away TVs, beds, even puppies. You see the garbage bag go out, and we thought it was garbage, and then these six little puppies crawl out.
Mm.
Heartbreaking. They caught that guy. We talk about the sneak taxes, like the added charges to your phone bill. So when they advertise $30, you get the bill, it's $45. That's because government figures you might get mad if they keep raising your taxes, so they order the phone company to collect some in the form of fees.
Yeah, and some of those fees go for ridiculous things that we don't really need anymore, don't they?
Yes, though if you press me on them, I can't think of them now.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Well, you know what? We'll just have to watch it tomorrow night.
There you go.
All right. Before I let you go here, since you're at ABC News, what's the latest on Bob Woodruff? Do you know?
I know nothing that hasn't already been reported. The latest is that he's still in a medically induced coma, but they feel he's progressing well.
All right, I'm glad to hear that. One last thing, Carol?
One last thing for you, John. I've been sitting here wondering, have you hired someone to handle either your hate mail or the glowing mail that you might get from people who appreciate what you're uncovering?
It's funny. That's what I tend to get. I don't get much in the middle. They either hate me, I think I'm despicable, horrible person, or they say, thank God, what a breath of fresh air. And no, we read it. My assistant and I read most all of it.
Well, good luck with this one tomorrow night. It's called Myths, Lies, and Nasty Behavior tomorrow night on the ABC Television Network. Thanks for your time today, John, as always.
Thanks, Paul.
John Stossel from ABC News here on the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX.